You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Todd Hatton and by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Well, welcome again.
Good morning.
And tell us a little bit about Katie, our visitor today.
Yeah, Katie is... we don't know what, I guess I should say.
A dog.
Instead, she is a puppy. She is definitely a puppy. She's definitely about 12 weeks old. She's one of those that you're going to have to do a DNA test if you have any better guess than we do about what she is. But our best guess to help you sort of picture in your mind what she might be like is maybe a boxer mixed with a hound of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
She has a pretty tan, almost sort of yellow lab-ish color coat,
yeah,
with white down the middle of her face and then nice white feet. And she's just adorable. She's really, really sweet. She's very social. She in her earlier life, someone did a really nice job in socializing her because she likes other dogs. She's in a foster home with big dogs, boxers and boxer mixes and that sort of thing. And then she's also, she was in the office meeting some Cocker Spaniels a while ago, and she thought everybody was wonderful. And then as we made our way across campus, she walks quite nicely on a leash, especially for a puppy. But she was very easily distracted by every single person who walked down the sidewalk.
Well, I know she's made about 7 or 8 new best friends.
Yes,
just
yes.
Coming off the elevator.
Absolutely. She was, well, and she made a couple in the elevator, actually. So she's just a very sweet girl. She's going to be, you know, larger, on the larger side. Mm-hmm. But she's already, you know, she's already 12 weeks old, and she's not incredibly big built. So I would say on the, you know, the sort of the lower side of a large dog, maybe that 40, 50 pound range,
yeah, okay,
as opposed to
okay,
a 70, 80 pound dog. But she'll be bigger rather than a little tiny house dog. But she thinks she's a lap dog now, and my guess is she'll think she's a lap dog forever. So you're probably going to need to be used to that, not mind that if you wanted to add Katie to your home.
Sturdy lap development, that's the
yes,
name of the game.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
She's a very playful, obviously, because right now she's down there on the carpet playing with Matt Markgraf.
Yep.
And very inquisitive.
She is. I mean, that's what we were talking about walking across campus with her, is some of the dogs are a little intimidated by all the activity all of that.
She's having a lot of fun. You can kind of tell in the background there.
Yep. That's because she and Mark are fighting over the toy. But she's one of those that she needed to check out the grate, she needed to check out the grass, and she had to check out the steps, and you know, I enjoy a dog like that. I think dogs like that are a lot of fun.
Well, I think it speaks a lot to a dog's intelligence.
Absolutely. I think so too.
And if that's an indication, she's a smart dog.
Right. Right. And she's her foster hasn't had her but about a week, and she's already she's sitting, and you know, she'll sit. We're guessing she's sitting for a treat, and we're not being very smart humans because I forgot to bring treats this morning. So I know she's thinking, well, my foster's a whole lot better than you guys because you guys didn't come with treats. But she's very quick to understand, I think, what you're wanting. She watches you and she pays attention, and she's going to be an easy to train dog, I think, because she's already inquisitive in that way.
And she does seem to have that kind of multi-speed setting that she can be playful and then slow down.
Absolutely. And we were talking as we came over, the student that came with me and then had the dog with us, and she had been playing in the office, and just there were kids in the office, and she had to, you know, play with them, and she had to check out the Cocker Spaniels because they were totally different than what she was used to. So she was very busy. But then when she got in the car, she was perfectly happy sitting in Chelsea's lap, and then she walked with us up to the station and then was glad to just be held for a while. She does have a nice range, I think, as opposed to being just always lying still and doing nothing or always going nonstop. We've certainly had both kinds of dogs up here for sure.
It seems as though she's going to be good in a house with kids.
Yeah, I think so. As long as, I mean, she's the kind I believe that you'll be able to monitor with the kids, and as long as you train her,
right.
I think she's going to be quick to understand.
Well, and slightly, you know, older kids, they do have it. They can
right.
engage with the dog
and
play
and have a good time
and wear
yeah.
the dog out.
She's still. I think the only thing that we spotted at all that maybe was a little on the negative side. She's in that mouthy mode right now, so she has
yeah.
to investigate everything
with her teeth.
With her teeth, you know. So but she's easily distracted with a toy, which is what we were trying.
Right.
And that's a lot of times you just want to give them something more interesting than your arm or your mouth or your
Well,
hand,
I think
so.
I've saved myself a good hundreds, if not $1,000,
yeah.
by simply finding out the information that if a dog is chewing, you just need to give it things that you can allow it to chew
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Something that they think is a higher reward
exactly.
kind of thing that you don't care if they chew up and spit out. And
right.
it's just fine.
Not the furniture.
Absolutely.
Not the
yeah.
furniture.
Yeah, they need to figure it out.
Well, it's September, so it's that time again.
Yeah.
So if you're listening out there and you have a Humane Society calendar hanging on your wall right now,
mm-hmm.
and you've got your phone is yeah. crammed full of pictures yeah. of your dog, cat, horse, chicken.
Absolutely.
Whatever. It's time for?
It's time for our 2016 pet calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we are excited to start getting photos in. I see all these beautiful photos on Facebook, and I watch as people bring in their, like I said, their phones and their cameras and show us their animals. And there's just so many beautiful pictures out there and sweet pictures that we hope that you'll choose to send in and make a donation to the Humane Society, and then have your animal either any picture you send in is going to end up in the calendar,
mm-hmm.
Either on a day of the month throughout the calendar, or if you're really one of the lucky 12 that get chosen for being the featured animal of the month, then it'll be a whole page, you know, on the
right.
beginning of September or October or whatever. It costs $25 to make $25 donation to submit a picture, and that will get you a calendar too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, and the calendars sell for $10. So you're really given a $15 donation to get your picture submitted, and then $10 to get your calendar. And then if you have just too many to choose from, really have a hard time making up your mind which
yeah.
one you want to send in,
yeah.
you can, for an extra $10, you can submit additional photos, you know,
okay.
$10 for every additional picture. So a lot of people will do that. You know, they'll have multiple pets, or they'll have family members who have pets, and they want to, you know, submit all their family members' pictures,
right.
Pets' pictures, and then give them a calendar. Or, you know, at Christmas presents. So a lot of fun things you can do with that, aside from just have your own pets in there too.
Well, you can reserve a date.
Absolutely. And a lot of people are doing that, which I think is such a cool idea. And I love it when they make a note and tell us what the date's about.
Yeah.
Because there's everything from their own birthdays,
mm-hmm.
the birthday they've chosen for their adoptive pet, you know, the actual birth date maybe of the pet, the anniversary of the date they adopted. I mean, just all sorts of cool things that people have done. They've gotten, like I said, family pictures of pets of family members, and then put them on that family member's birth date, and then given
right.
them a calendar, you know. So just so many cool things that you can do.
Well, it's a little known life hack that if you can't remember your pet's birthday, this is a great way to do it. I know that's the only reason I remember my older dog's birthday.
Exactly.
So we had a picture put on there.
What day is it on the calendar? That's right.
Exactly right. It's a kind of a cheat, mm-hmm. but it works.
That's right.
And so what's the deadline to get these things in?
The deadline is the last day of this month,
okay.
September the 30th. So we got a couple of weekends in there to search out some pictures and send them our way. You can email the photos to us, and we'll have probably by tomorrow the application form where you list your name and information along with your photos information will be on our website.
Mm-hmm.
We also will send it out as an email to all of our people that are on our animal advocates list, and we'll post
okay.
it on our Facebook page. So there'll be plenty of places to find it here in the next day or so.
So maybe a day or two to find or take that perfect
Absolutely.
Picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you are looking for a puppy who is active, inquisitive, and curious, and is also incredibly photogenic, as
mm-hmm.
we're finding out, it just so happens that we have one.
Yep. Katie's right here.
Just right here. Yeah. Now you may, and about if someone, for instance, heard this and went, you know what? Okay, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
So would they be able to get through all the process and the paperwork By the 30th of September.
Yes.
Good. That is even
better.
The
answer is yes. Absolutely.
Well, Kathy, thank you for coming by. Thank you for bringing Katie by.
Absolutely.
Absolute doll.
She's a good girl.
And we're going to have pictures of Katie on our Facebook page as soon as, as soon as Katie can wrestle the dog toy away from Matt Markgraf. So, Austin, back to you.
Thanks, Todd, and thanks, Kathy. You're with Murray State's 91.3 WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.